There is a misconception that an offshore account is illegal. There is nothing illegal about an offshore account unless there is evidence that such an account or that movement of money is a result of money laundering or a deliberate attempt of tax evasion. So it must be clarified that the Panama Papers are not saying all the 11 million names that were mentioned are illegal. It's just a way of exposing how other citizens have no confidence in their local banking systems.
But we understand some companies, including one in Zimbabwe, was evading tax by opening an offshore account that has been exposed by the Panama Papers. What's your comment on that?
When you're talking about a corporate account, it depends. You know, corporate accounts have, profit after tax. So, for instance, if a corporate account is remitting those funds as profit after tax, it's not really a problem. It's just like saving offshore, because that is the money that they normally use when they are recapitalizing, because it's money that is accumulated interest. But if a company is remitting funds that are part of their export without repatriating those sales from outside the country, it becomes some kind of money laundering. So it is not possible to put a collective brush of transgression around the Panama Papers, because you need to look at the individual company and see at what stage were those funds remitted.